Many Christians living in Nigeria's northern states feel they're becoming the victims of a systematic and violent campaign by radical Islamists seeking to drive them out. Human rights activists say dozens of Christians in the states of Kano, Bauchi, Plateau and Niger have been killed or are missing, while an estimated 50,000 have been left homeless following a series of brutal attacks in recent months. More than a dozen churches are reported to have been burnt by the militants, and many homes and businesses belonging to Christians have been destroyed. Baroness Caroline Cox is an independent member of Britain's House of Lords and the founder of a humanitarian human rights organisation called Humanitarian Aid Relief Trust. She's recently returned from a visit to northern Nigeria, where she says there is strong evidence that these Islamist militants are striving to destabilise the country through these targeted attacks on the Christian community.
The concern over the recent violence in Plateau, Bauchi, Niger and Kano states is based on the evidence, much of which we witnessed for ourselves in a visit over Holy Week and Easter, of systematic attacks on Christian communities in those areas, and they clearly are targeted at Christians. It is Christians who are killed. Many, many churches have been destroyed systematically, and in the attacks, the main perpetrators who initiate the violence clearly are Islamists, in the sense that they are radical extremist Muslims who will come shouting the jihad slogans of Allah Akbar, and they leave those slogans written on the properties they destroy. And they are well-organized attacks, and they clearly also have a political agenda which is designed to terrorize the Christians and maybe to affect the political composition of some of the key voting areas, like the area in Jos in Plateau State, where they're very keen to drive out the Christians and to maintain their own constituency.
But do these militants represent just a very small minority among the Muslim population? I mean, how are relations in general between Christians and Muslims in these states?
Historically, the relations between the Christians and Muslims in these states in Nigeria have, on the whole, been good, but that has been interrupted by episodic bouts of violence, predominantly, again, against the Christians. I'm not being partial. All the evidence does show that the massive asymmetry in the destruction of buildings, whether it's places of worship or homes or businesses, it is the Christian communities that suffer by far the greatest destruction and also violence perpetrated against individuals. For example, last year, in 2008, we were up in Bauchi State, and we visited one area where eight churches had been destroyed, including right across the denominations, Catholic, Anglican, and more evangelical churches. And in Kano City itself, a very large Catholic church had been bulldozed to the ground. And again, just recently in Bauchi State, 40 churches have been destroyed. So it is, I'm afraid, religiously motivated violence, not by the vast majority of the Muslim community, but by small groups of extremists who are carrying out this violence.
And what's the mood like among the Christians that you've visited and maybe gotten a chance to talk to who've been targeted in these or other attacks in the past?
One of the things which humbles us when we visit the Christian communities here is that they clearly have suffered. I mean, just recently, over the period leading up into Easter time and in February of this year, 2009, I mean, Christians have been burnt alive. Christians have seen their families slaughtered, throats cut, people thrown into burning houses, and therefore there is obviously an atmosphere of real fear and anxiety. But also I'm so amazed because there's always enormous faith and enormous joy when they worship. And when we spent Good Friday in Bauchi State, although the people had recently suffered killings and a lot of their churches and homes destroyed, and many were living in very poor conditions in exile in their own city, when they worship, there is great joy. So faith is resilient.
And do any of them consider leaving, or do they mostly want to stay?
What's one of the interesting developments in the recent attacks has been an understanding by the Christian communities, again, across all denominations, that perhaps one of the objectives of the destruction of the Christian homes and churches is to drive them out of the areas where they've been living. And so on this recent visit, they have got together. And, for example, when we were in Plateau State, in one of the areas in Jos that had been really wiped out. We met the Christian communities there, and they were writing very firmly on their remains of their homes and their destroyed churches, this church is not for sale, this house is not for sale, because they had been realizing that perhaps one of the objectives behind the attacks on the communities was to approach them, and they were still feeling very vulnerable, shocked, had lost everything. This had happened, and the Muslim communities offered to buy up their destroyed homes and the area, and then to move in and change the constituency of that location. So it's very poignant. You walk through those areas now, you see the totally destroyed homes, just shells left, but written everywhere, this house is not for sale. So they determined to hang in there, and they were busy trying to at least restore enough to move back into the rainy season. And one of the Catholic church leaders was providing a wonderful service to the community, providing roofing for people to come back at least to get some shelter in their devastated homes during the rainy season.
Apart from these attacks, your report says that Christians in northern states such as Bauchi and Kano have suffered severe and systematic discrimination in many aspects of their daily lives. Can you give us some concrete examples of this?
When we visit the Christians in the areas, largely the states which are already under Sharia law, we find a lot of evidence on them, a lot of concern of such systematic discrimination in many ways that they call it almost religious cleansing. For example, systematic discrimination in employment. So it's very hard for Christians to get jobs and therefore to make a living and to sustain a living. So a steady escalation, if you like, of discrimination in ways which is making life very, very difficult. Similarly with access to healthcare and to education, so difficult that many Christians feel they're almost being squeezed out, and that that may be part of a deliberate policy of religious cleansing of Christians from those areas. Not as yet universally harsh, and may vary from Sharia state to Sharia state, but certainly for Christians in many of those areas, life is becoming increasingly difficult and almost intolerable.
And are there fears that these sporadic acts of violence could degenerate into a wider civil conflict?
One of the fears from our recent visits to Nigeria in the north has been a widespread concern that the episodic violence is part of a longer-term strategy to destabilize the north. And one of our fears is that if there's such violence, and it is very harsh violence and is creating an atmosphere of insecurity and indeed terror, may result in the destabilization of Nigeria, because much of Nigeria at the moment is relatively peaceful and prosperous, but there's increasing tensions in the north which could have a trigger effect throughout the rest of Nigeria, which is a very serious situation.
I was speaking there to Baroness Cox about her recent visit to northern Nigeria.